We loved the idea. We had read somewhere that Ernest Borgnine actually had a bus that he drove around the country in, but he literally drove the bus. He was in semi-retirement, wasn't working much, but he would go around and just like any retiree in an RV, only his was a souped-up luxury bus, almost like the kind that rock bands would tour around the country in. So we came up with this idea. We called Ernest Borgnine on Tour. It turns out it was like a reality show idea years before the reality TV craze hit. And so we were ahead of our time. And what happened was we pitched Ernest Borgnine at the Plaza Hotel in New York around 1994. He loved the idea. He said he always wanted to do that. He even had t-shirts made up that said Ernest Borgnine on Tour. Just like a rock band would. And so he thought it was great. He was a great sport and was really into the idea. So about a year later, a crew, we showed up in Milwaukee and rented an RV so that we could follow the bus. And we met up with him at the Milwaukee campground. He was there in Milwaukee for the Great Circus Parade. Every year he was a clown. The lead clown in the Great Circus Parade. So we kind of just made this show up as we went along. We spent a week on the road with him because he was actually going back to LA to work in a TV series called The Single Guy. We wanted to get enough footage for a demo reel to sell the idea. Of course, the idea never sold. Nobody knew what we were talking about. They just didn't understand it. And like I said, it was years before reality TV really took hold. Of course, something like that, a Hollywood star mixing it up with every man across the U.S. Could have really worked, but not at the time. However, we had enough footage for a documentary, which became Ernest Borgnine on the Bus. And I'm happy that it still has interest today. And of course, very sad that we lost Ernie. He was a great guy, had a great life, was full of spirit and full of life up until the end. And I'm really honored to have worked with him.